Kiss me, Nathaniel. Kiss me.
Can I believe my eyes?
Hello, it's an old man in a hat.
Mr. Peters.
Father.
Father? You have deceived me, sir.
Only to establish your character, ma'am. I am ashamed to find you osculating before the dilettante classes.
Knock him down, Augustus.
But I'm a poet.
You have distressed my wife, sir. I must kiss her again.
Come along, Augustus. The more the merrier.
Oh, those chewy lips.
Snotbrush.
Mr. Pickwick.
Emily.
Mr. Wardle.
How do you do? I should like to be a farmer.
Good gracious, Mr. Winkle.
I take it this gentleman is another aggrieved parent.
I am, and one who is about to break this Chinese vase over his poetic head.
It is no crime to fall in love, Papa.
Mr. Winkle, we are doing no more than you did in your hot youth.
He never had a hot youth.
Pardon me. I was known locally as...
But that's not the point.
And did not you tell me, Papa, that you wooed my mother in Mr. Pargeter's haystack?
Only because her father objected to my... Mr. Winkle is right. That is not the point.
Old people today.
Young people today.
This is disgraceful, Mr. Wardle, Mr. Winkle. The children are right. Nobody has committed a crime.
I am not ashamed, Father, to own Arabella for my wife.
And know, sir, that I shall endeavour to become the best wife for your son.
Oh, well, Nat, give me your hand. Your wife's spit has quite won me over.
Mr. Wardle, I may not be able to chandle corn.
Be quiet. Papa, Augustus is not a bad man.
He's a poet.
Nevertheless, I love him. How dare you mark me down for a corn chandler with a wall eye? Now, for goodness sake, stop sulking, shake hands with him, and order up some dinner and your wine, for you're never tolerable until you've had two bottles at least.
Oh, the minx can always win me round. Snodgrass, your hand. A hand we shall soon have employed in some honest toil.
Oh, shall we?
Capital. Let's make a night of it, shall we? I will stand treat. Champagne, oysters, and roast beef of old England. Bless you, my children. Bless you.